Okay, blow my ears out.
I seen your sign.
Yeah, you're reading my sign. There's one of our gospel cards. How can I help you?
No, I'm just curious. I don't understand church.
You understand? So Satan runs the world.
Well, I understand Satan.
2 Corinthians, I was just telling a young guy here who was contesting this, that the Bible says there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, which is in Christ today, and it's in God's people today. It's not on this earth yet. He's going to bring it at his second coming, at the end of the tribulation, not before the tribulation. So the kingdom of God is found in Christ in spirit and truth today, and Satan is running the world, his kingdom. And the world opposed to, so there's two different worlds. You have the world which in Genesis says God created the heavens and the earth, and God created everything and it was good. And then the other world you have is what Satan created. It's all the cement, it's all the, and not all of it is sinful, but the world structure, the culture, politics, sports, entertainment. Satan has his grips on that. And so I can prove that Satan owns the kingdoms of the world. What did he do when he took Jesus to the Temple Mount? Do you remember? What did he offer Jesus to worship him?
Well, I mean, he tempted him, offered him all kinds of stuff.
He offered him all the kingdoms of the world. So that means they're Satan's. And God doesn't contest that because Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. So what the sign means is Satan's running the world and churches are lying. Obey Jesus, and that's our website, don'tperish.com. The reason the churches are lying is because they've been caught up in all types. Satan has infiltrated the so-called Christian churches, and all the way from Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, they're all invented by men. Every one of them. You name a denomination, I think I could tell you where it started, when it started by who. But you talk about the body of Christ, it started in the first century by Jesus through men he called like Paul and keeping his ways. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2, keep the traditions I've handed down. What are Christian so-called, I call it churchianity. What is churchianity in America practicing today? What's tomorrow? Good Friday. Sunday is what they call Easter, or some people call it Resurrection Sunday. They're practicing lies. Do you know why? He didn't rise on Sunday, and he didn't die on Friday. And not only that, God never ordained this holiday. We're to preach Christ like we're doing every day, lifting him up. These holidays were handed down by the Roman Catholics, which is a pagan, occult, corrupt religion. The evangelicals brought them with it. The Protestants brought them with it. The Baptists brought all these with it.
So
and,
I guess you don't celebrate Christmas either.
Oh, no. No, no. Why would we? The saints in the New Testament didn't. It was a one-time event. It gives us a historical record.
So I assume you don't go to church either.
What's that?
I assume you don't go to church.
No, the saints in the Bible didn't go to church either. They were the body of Christ. Now, can saints gather to study the word, to sing and pray? Yes. That's called gathering.
Forsake not the assembly.
Right, Hebrews 10:26. But if you look at that, that's with true saints. That's not with people that practice worldliness, pagan holidays. Look at the pastors and the pew sitters today. They're all linked to sports, Netflix, politics. Yeah.
We'll
that's Satan's kingdom.
We'll just have to agree to disagree.
No, the Bible doesn't agree to disagree at all. You're wrong. You're wrong because you're following a false man-made system.
You're wrong right here.
No, churches are lying. My website proves it, and you can send me an email and refute anything. I expose the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses. And the only people that are in the truth, I don't have the truth. The only people that are in the truth, I do have the truth. I have the word of God, but I don't have any extra truth. The only people that are in the truth of God that are born by the blood of Jesus Christ.
So you believe in salvation?
His death, I'm going to preach it to you. Born of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Perfect God-man rises again and defeats death for us by repentance. That means come out of the flesh, come out of the fallen world, come out of the false church systems, to be born again by the Spirit of God, be born from above, I like to say it. That's how the Bible teaches it. And then holiness and obedience, following Christ, not Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic ways. And then you have to endure. So that's the salvation I preach. You don't get salvation by raising your hand, just getting water baptized, just going to church. Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. Matthew 7, that means a puny number. Look around your church system in your town. Few of you are going to enter the kingdom of God, if any. It's true.
I agree. A lot of churches, the biggest mission field around.
But name one that's biblical.
It takes a drawing of the Holy Spirit
for
a man to become saved.
Amen. That's why when we preach in the streets, the only people who come up, we get either mockers or people that are interested in the truth. That's it.
I don't know which one you are, a mocker or interested in the truth.
I'm
neither one.
Okay,
I'm
then.
Here, I know the truth.
You really? Do you go to a church system?
Yeah, I do go
which
to
one?
Church.
Name it.
I go to a Baptist church. Baptist church, I'm proud of it.
So God hates pride. Proverbs 6:17 says you're an abomination if you're proud to be a Baptist. Go read Proverbs 6:17. It says a proud look and a proud, that means a proud anything about you, how you look. I'm proud to be Baptist. You're an abomination to God, sir. I love your soul. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
pride.
You think this does good?
Yeah, of course it does. It's getting a lot of truth into you, isn't it? Whether you listen to it or not. Whether you listen to it or not, it don't matter.
I'm not going to disobey what the Bible teaches about going to church.
Really? Well, you're gathering with a bunch of goats. The Bible says gather with true saints. Goats don't keep pagan holidays. Saints don't keep pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter. Jesus didn't rise on Sunday. He didn't die on Friday. You're practicing a lie this Friday and this Sunday.
It's not the fact of
sure, it's a fact.
Well, hold on. It's not the fact of when he died.
Sure it is.
Or it's, when he rose.
It's called a lie.
It's the fact
it's
that
called
he
a lie.
Did die.
It's called a lie.
And
the Bible says if you practice lies in Revelation 22, you'll be put out of the kingdom.
You're practicing a bunch of lies out here
no.
this.
No, you haven't proven one lie from God's word. You're practicing a lie. Okay. The Baptists come along in the 1620s and they're corrupt. They have a false gospel. Oh, no. Yeah. Public video. You'll be on our website because we love people. We want to show the truth. You came up to us, sir.
You're videoing me without my knowledge.
Nope. You're in a public space. Go look up Georgia law. Totally legal. Go look up Georgia law. Why? Aren't you more worried about what God says about you than what I'm saying? You need to repent. You're going to lose your soul, Baptist. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God while there's time. Repent of your false man-made religion. Jesus said you worship God in vain. Mark 7. For keeping man-made false ways. Turn, sir. We love you.